vocabulary with comments, lesson 16, first and second person personal pronouns, and some more first declension nouns. So let's talk about these first and second person personal pronouns. Now remember, basically in English, first person is I, second person is you. But in English and in Greek, these words decline. And in English, the declining of the first person pronoun is a little odd. It goes I, my, to me, we, our, to us. Okay, that's not very regular in Greek. At least it's following a nice pattern that we're used to. So ego, or actually get the accent right, ego means I, like ego, right? Mu means of me or my, that's the genitive. Moi means to me, and notice the dative, it has that iota on the end, moi, to me. And if you want to make these emphatic, you do emoi, right? Emoi means to me, right? Emphasizing it. And then me means me. And it looks just like the English me in Greek. It's mu epsilon, which looks a lot like me. And again, to make it emphatic, it would be eme rather than just me. So those are the singular forms. Ego, mu, moi, me. I, my, to me. All right, the plural forms. Here they are in Greek. Hemes, hemon, hemin, hemos. But what do they mean? Hemes means we. Plural form of the first person. Now, no longer I, but we. Hemes, we. Hemon, of us, or our. Hemon. Genitive plural, hemon, our. Hemin means to us. And hemos means us. Now notice how in English the pronoun changes from we if it's the subject to us if it's the object. We gave a large gift to us, right? Because the us receives the action, the we does the action. Hemes, hemon, hemin, hemos. All the way down the first person now. Ego, mu, moi, me. Hemes, hemon, hemin, hemos. On to the second person. And it's very similar, except the beginning of the word. So instead of ego, mu, moi, me in the singular, it's su, su, soi, se. Very similar. Notice that you just basically have replaced the mu with a sigma. So su means you. Su with an omicron upsilon, that genitive ending, means your or of you. Soy means to you. And se means you. Now notice how in English, the subject or the object, whether you're talking about you as the subject or you as an object, it's still you. It doesn't decline. So you gave the gift to you. You would use you in both forms. But in Greek, notice su gave the gift to se. It declines. Su, su, soi, se. That's the singulars. And then the plurals, humes, humon, humin, humas. Very much like the first person, which remember was hemes, hemon, hemin, hemas. So the eta became an upsilon, and the upsilon's kind of nice because it looks like our you, and it helps me remember that we're talking about second person, you. Humes, humon, humin, humas. Humes means you, plural. Now we don't have an English form for the plural you, unless you live in Texas, in which case you say y'all, right? But good English, humes just means you, plural. Humon, your or of y'all. Humin, to you or to y'all. And humas means you as the object, you, y'all. So here's the second person all spelled out. Su, su, soy, se. Humes, humon, humin, humas. All right, work on that. These show up all over the place. Very important to get these guys down. All right, let's do these first declension nouns. This is a little easier. Arche, ace, he, means beginning. And that's an easy one. In arche ein halagas, in the beginning was the word, right? Or we talk about in English archaic things, which are ancient from the beginning. Archaic, archaic. Glossa, ace, he, means tongue or language. And we speak sometimes of glossolalia, which is speaking in tongues. Glossa means tongue, speaking in tongues. Graphe, ace, he, means writing or scripture. We have an English word, graphics, which is the art of drawing. Graphics, graphe, graphics, graphe, ace, he, means writing, or in the Bible, sometimes scripture. Dikaiosune, ace, he, means righteousness. And we saw this already, this dik root is very important. Dikaiosune, ace, he, means righteousness. Eirene, ace, he, means peace. And if you know a girl named Irene, her name means peace. Eirene, ace, he, means peace. Entale, ace, he, means commandment.